hivi.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Unspoken. This is episode 29. Yay! Happy Easter, by the way.
It's Easter, but is it a happy Easter?
Is it a happy Easter?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question.
We all asking ourselves.
Hey, so today in studio, we have two amazing people. Two introduce yourself, you guys.
I introduce myself. So we one mwenyeji, one kienyeji chiko.
Mwenyeji kienyeji. Watu washasikia sauti yako
mwenyeji kienyeji si wewe.
Watu washasikia sauti yako.
Washazoea. I just give it to the fine one over my right. This is my right hand. Mm-hmm. And if you know what I do with my right hand.
What do you do?
I'm kidding.
That is Harry for you guys. This is Harry. Come on, if you've not met Harry, this is Harry, man. Introducing Harry. How are you, Harry?
I am not good.
I'll
tell you I'm not good enough.
You'll tell us you're not
I'll
good enough.
Let me introduce
yourself.
As a pretty lady.
You are second hand.
Oh my God, this is my second hand, my third leg.
your second hand.
Kwasana.
Introduction.
Oh, I go by the name Val Valentine.
Oh,
I will try to give February
18th. Val Valentine. We get to Feb.
We buy a gift.
We get buy a gift.
Kama gani?
Oti kama gani? Si vitu tamu tu.
Oh.
Oh, so hi Val, how are you?
I'm good.
First time on
Unspoken. Yeah. Hey, karibu sana to Unspoken community. Welcome to the Unspoken community.
Thank you.
Oh, it's nice to have you here. Mm. Finally, let me tell you another person.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nice to have you here. So nice.
I bring for you my friend. Yeah, from Nairobi. Uh-huh. He's on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Val, you wanna go there?
Don't go there.
Don't go there, girl.
Too soon.
Yes, well.
So welcome Val to the podcast. How is your Easter? Is it Easter? Any plans for Easter?
This Easter of mine hasn't been good. It started well.
Mm.
But when now it's not well.
Both of you have to tell us why is your Easter not well. You have to tell us.
I think we need to start with a story first.
Yeah, tell us.
I want to get
why
her perspective.
Though? Why
is
your Easter
I've
not
told my part a couple of times. Mm. I want to get her perspective how things went.
Well, kindly, Tebutwambe, why is your Easter not going as well as
it just happened like boom, like magic. We can say like magic. It just appeared and I couldn't even believe just what happened.
What happened?
In the middle of nowhere, the person is just driving crazily. And I'm like, kwani unaendesha gari hivyo mbio? Like, kwani unataka kutuua? And then the driver, instead of slowing down, the driver is going so
it
fast.
Start. Where was this? I thought, tell us. Like, transit story from the beginning.
You're floating. Yeah, we almost died. Almost getting kidnapped.
You're almost abducted.
Yeah. It was a scenario of two things. It's like a movie. It's like a movie.
Tibutombe story. Tell us.
But I think Val has gotten to the emotions or something. Because, right now, I'm still trying to look at it. And I'm finding it very difficult to believe. Like, I don't get why anyone would try to do that. Well, I kind of get it, but I don't get why. Maybe I'm not of that profile. To me, yeah, we're coming here, Cindy. Yeah, we're coming here, so we're like, hey, to come. We're actually on the way to come and record this,
and
podcast,
this podcast
right now.
Mm-hmm.
But to kaka kidogo, because I was like, I was like, the half time, but then it's full time. And then, so after the game, tumekuja, I was like, maybe pass by quick match, we take a few drinks, tukuja, we do a nice podcast, a polite one with
polite
charity right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kufika hapa. Tukafika, I was like, tukapea the first point, I was like, ama tushike quick mat, we take drinks, alafu, tukuja, we're like, that's a good idea. Tungi a quick mat, we went, bought some jade, we bought some nice, some limes, nikarudi actually bought some, nilikuacha pale nje, she was buying bowls, those, it was the hot dogs,
hot
I went
dogs.
For the tumblers.
Mm.
So Kurudi, I meet her, Asha Saviwa, and then this mama is asking us, the mama for
hot dogs.
Selling hot dogs. Simkaitu wapandani, because it has started drizzling, by the way. simkati wapa nani mkule tu pole pole polite. Bade tungekuwa tunakaa, ungekuwa unaniambia saa hii. Ule mathe alituambia simke baki tu. Ukaangana tuende nje, ingekuwa regret saa hii. Holy hell.
Regret.
So we're like, I mean kangalia mvua, I was like this rain is not enough. Si mingi sana. Mm. So I'm gonna do, today we just take a bike to Fike because Charity has been waiting for us for a while. Mm. She has called me like 3-4 fucking times.
Yeah, I was so mad. She's mad. Like, this dude ain't coming.
After the second phone call ulikata,
hey, I was so mad.
So kwenda kutoka hivi nje, we realized like, this is an accident. We realized that this is an accident. The rain was too much. The rain was more than we actually bargained for. So to come where like tuende tukae pale kwa shed. There's a shed that's over there pale mbele ya Quick Mart, a shed where the motorbikes. Saka pale in the mvua was a lot. I remember telling Val like, hey, ama tungeka tu kwa ndani mvua imekuwa mingi. So in the middle of that, some fucking guy with a bike pulls up, screeches, almost gets to her. And I could just do nafujo. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I keep talking to Val. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, this guy is calling towards where we are. Me, I don't know who this guy is. I've never seen him.
He's
in my
calling
life.
You.
So I just ignore. He keeps calling. So
and he's calling
finally, umse wandudi anambia niwewe. He taps me, the guy who came. He taps me on my shoulder, goes niwewe. That guy is asking for you. So I look aside, kuangalia kando, there's actually no one beside me. So I look at him and go, me? I point toward myself. He's like, yeah, you come. So from that point, when he said come, when I made eye contact, I don't know how stupid I became, because it was still drizzling, but nilitoka hapo. Nilitoka nikienda kwa gari. Getting to him, ako pale kwa driver's seat. He goes on the attack, goes, hey bro, me I give you a number last time and then you don't even call me, kwani ni nini, eh?
Mm.
At that point, I don't know who this is. I don't want to sound rude, right? And I'm trying to recollect. I'm trying to buy time so that nikumbuke ni nani.
You don't know him.
So I'm like, eh. Now, as I'm trying, I'm going, enyewe, as you know, vile vitu kwa sasingine mi usahau, nini, nini. At that point, I don't want to ask him, hey, but they, wewe, tulijua na wapi ya mweni na? So when I'm thinking about that, he throws a question to me that makes me even more familiar with him. He more familiar with me. Story of Jim na my bro.
He knows you.
He knows me. Hey, mini kaskiba. I was like, let me just get in and tell you more about this. So he was like, as he's telling me, hey, your brother doesn't come to the gym nowadays, mama, you should bring him to the gym. Same as usual, producer. I was like,
how the heck does he know?
Because at that point, I'm still trying to figure out who is this. How? Because at that point, it's giving you so much information about yourself. You're already sold. So at that point, I got a story. I was like, "Hey, but they want to happy." I was like, "I'm not going to Urban Radio. I want to go record a podcast right now." He was like, "When you happy?" I was like, "Urban Radio. You don't know?" I said, "No." So I went to the next place that I always go. When we do the guys, like VIP, I was like, "Do she?" I was like, "No, but I'm that chill over there. I can't live in the rain." So it's like, let's see, we get her. So I was like, let me go get her. I was like, nah, just stay in the car. I don't even fucking mind. Akafunga mlango, akatinga mlango wangu. So at that point, I thought it was like, maybe it's a mistake he has done. So nikangana, nikafunga mlango. By the time I'm getting out, he had gone and gotten the things from Val. Alikuwa ameshaanza kubeba. And I don't think he was even interested in bringing Val to the car. Because alimwacha. He just took the things, akakuja nazo. I was like, hey, rada. So I went to kwa Val.
And you... How, like, you're in the car already at that
no,
time?
No, nilikuwa nimefungua. I had gone, nilikuwa nakukujia, nilikuwa nimekujia Val.
Alikuwa amesema.
So kufika hapo, ushashapita, ameingiza hizi vitu kwa gari. He's already prepared. I was like getting Val, tukatembea pole pole, it was raining. I opened the door, Val got in. I got in the other side. Now when I was getting to the other side, some ninja, I don't know, Duval alinambia later on this guy, a little another guy. I see some guy just coming and getting to the left side. Kuingia, so I try to continue the banter because umse ni anaka arif na me offer kuni drop workplace plus kuna mvua. So I was like, hey, by the way, hey, what's popping? What's happening? The guy starts driving off. He's saying, nothing much, we're just chilling. That is the only statement he said. So at that point when he's driving and this other guy is not speaking, trying to holler at him, I was like, something, at the gut feeling, I was like, hey, something ain't right. Did I do something? Or did bro do something people after him? But see, I didn't mind. I was like, nangoja nione, which left side it's gonna take.
My nose you from somewhere.
Barabara, because alikuwa nenda hivi. Because KBC, let's say you're going parallel, sindio, KBC is to the left side.
Yeah.
So nilikuwa nangoja yule kama atapiga left turn anakuja kwa VIP. VIP ama atenda straight. Kufika hapo akakata kwenda VIP. I was like, oh shit, okay. Cause alikuwa na drive fast. Even the first lane akipanda, he was going really fast. Akapiga corner, started going really fast. So I was like, tunangoja kufika wapi? VIP place. Anishukisha niseme, "Hey, shukran bro. By the way, umenisaidia. It's been draining." And my chile unata mvweja nimesha nywele because we were waiting for bikes and it's called umbrella. None of them came. So by the time we're almost getting to VIP, this man, I'm like, the speed umse anaenda, ata miss this turn.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
was
shit.
Was he high on something?
He was not high. He was not smelling of drugs. He was not smelling of alcohol.
But he was
sitting
mirror.
Alikuwa nakula mirror. Alikuwa na chana. So tumeenda, tumefika, I'm over speed. But at that point, I wanted to lean forward and ask him, hey bro, if you continue like this, yeah, si utapass.
Gonna be, yeah.
Utapita intersection. Then Val, I don't know, what was going through your head at that point?
I just saw it. Even I already saw, like, before it happened, I just saw it. I saw, like, the car was going to go straight there.
Yeah.
So I told the guy, hey, you're going very fast, and like, you know, sometimes like I normally like stammer. So like before I just said you're going so fast, can you just stop going so fast? The guy had already hit the wall.
Everything happened in slow motion because he veered off the road.
Yeah.
Akapita kuna signpost zilikuwa hapo.
Eh, alipita hadi na signpost.
Signpost can be.
Akaingia akaenda kama amegonga wall.
Like a movie.
Na ni zile signpost zina directing kuingia huko.
The direction, yeah.
So he has to pay for those.
He's got to pay. And if he pays, now we'll know who the fuck that is. Because after the accident happened, I've never been in an accident like that before.
I think the media should have come to that place.
Should have captured.
And captured that story. It's a really good story for the magazine too.
Shocking. Like, it's like a movie. Like, I'm just thinking about how this thing is like a movie.
She's looking for clout.
Me, I'm thinking about how this thing is like a fucking movie.
It's a movie,
these are things that you watch on TV.
Let me tell you, this shit happened in slow motion. From the point he started veering off,
like,
the road,
you're on a target. Like, people try to abduct the two of you.
You know that thing has set in Badai. Now we just hit. I saw him veer off the road. He hit the signboard. My fear was, if he hits a signboard, he turns over and that pole. Unangele side ya signpost.
Ingie kwa gari. The way that car hit wall. The way the car went to the wall. The guy was really going in a very high speed because it entered inside the wall.
It was almost breaking the whole wall. Nizile magari ma KAT Corollas
do what? Yeah, it's a very old car.
An old car.
Even it seemed like the engine was so bad.
Because, yes, I remember when we were about to leave, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy tried to start the car. Ikakata. He had to go out, open the bonnet, jingle whatever the fuck he jingled with, came back in, nakawasha ndio kakubali kuamka. So after that, mlango tu tumegonga tu impact mbona nimepita na everything mpaka niko nimegonga. It didn't look real. It didn't look fucking real.
What is like a movie?
That's hadi tukaingia kwa everything was in slow motion nakwambia. So after like that,
did you like freeze for a minute?
I didn't freeze, like, I didn't panic.
Someone
just
gonna brain freeze. Na freezing like for a minute to still. You don't know what's happening.
No, I immediately ligonga karudi nilifunga mlango. I opened the door. I ushered Val out. Hata bag yake na simu zilikuwa hapo ndani na hizi. I just took them. Tukatoka hapo nje. Val was like, wewe ulituma kutua wewe. You were sent to fucking kill us.
What?
And then this guy was like, hey, nyewe, alisema ni nini? Kizirani.
Kizirani ya nini?
Kizirani ni kizirani.
Might just talk. One of your stalkers.
I was like, yo, what the fuck? I just took Val, tukakuja hapa kwa gate, tukabisha, tukakwali.
But you know one thing? He saw where we entered. So,
by the time you were leaving the car, was he conscious or unconscious?
They were both conscious. Walitoka inje wote kwa gari, wakafunga.
They were conscious?
Yeah. walitoka nje wote wakafunga mlango. The only thing I've seen when I went there, he was on the phone.
Yeah.
Alikuwa kwa simu. Pacing up and down.
And the one who was driving was just looking at the car. He's like, even he doesn't care if about he has gotten your... us, if we are hurt. Injured. Adi ezi uliza, maumia ile like, uone nyewe adi ee ni mistake, hakuwa naelewa. He's like, elewa nikisirani. So I'm like, nikisirani, alafu kazi yake tu ni kuangalia gari yake venye imegonga hapo. Nikamwambia wewe ulikuwa umetumwa utuue.
That's true. Nikiangalia
that is true. That's true. Like, there's something.
I think our life is under a threat. We need to be given security.
Security, but fuck.
I need security. With security. Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
Yeah.
What? Ama. Unaonanga hii mwenye ti unavaa vizuri watu wanaanza kudhani uko na pesa. Wanaanza kukukidnap.
Ama unasaidia mzazi kidogo hivi family members.
Family members wanasema momoka, wanasema momoka.
Wanaanza kukutafuta wanasema uko na pesa.
Hapa uko na do.
Why are those people so envious like this?
I don't know
this?
Why. I'm trying to understand why would anyone. Right now is when I'm looking at it when I was told like, hey, based on this thing, when I was telling this story na kina gas, based on these things, this motherfucker has actually wanted to abduct you.
Na ingekuwa uko Saudi Arabia.
So, I'm even thanking the heavens for the accident.
Hey, maybe you go to Saudi Arabia. What of you? You go to Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God!
Oh, I can't get to move vibaya.
Holy shit!
Mama angu, alafu kumaliza kunitumia waniue.
Na amekutumia, amekupigia simu zaidi nikaanza.
Kai, that shit is fucked up.
It's fucked up, bro.
Shit is so fucked up.
Now let me. Oh, just take care of yourself. Find yourself and do the guy. Do the fuck out of here, bro. Zingi jobo, guys.
Wow. Anyways, where
you need to be having security.
You need security.
Imagine.
Or you shift the place you're living.
I'll have to move. Because based on what this man is saying,
maybe he knows where you're living. He
knows the official ID names.
He's maybe you can even find even he knows the, your plug.
Your plug.
And as a corner, your plugs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shit. The way you communicate with
your
babe.
Plug, you see the way your plug normally comes and stays.
Ame kwanza amevunja kiti, uza amenichosha.
Anafaa alipe.
Huu plug, anakuja kejani.
Uni plug
and then,
si
anipatia mali.
Ame deliver kama mshia. Uni plug mgeni
anapatia mali. Ame get comfortable. Ame connect Wi-Fi. Ameanza kuwatch game ya maniu. Akavunja kiti. This is the second seat. Hapo ambia tia iza bro.
You could have told him to pay.
Then only plug.
No, he was like, I'll send you money.
How plug
yeah.
you?
Yeah, he should send that money.
I was like, yeah, of course that you can not go back. Because alikuja meka comfortable and I watch second half yote kwangu. And then akavunja kiti yangu ya plastic. Kiti nimenunua pesa mingi sana. Ile plastic mzuri ile ngumu.
Only plug. Who plugs?
Wewe acha nisikuseme jina hapa. Uta lose customers.
Atena mekolu.
Awit is dying right now. Alafu unajua tini oh and then he doesn't even speak about the chair. Nikao mse wa gari. He was like, "Hey Buddha, mate, I thought my phone was broken. Bro, you just broke my fucking seat. You're not even saying sorry for the seat."
Amevunja seat akidu.
Amevunja seat. I don't know. I was like, "Were you swinging backwards?" Ati apara alikuwa nimekaa. I was like, "Hey, no way you sat down." Alafu kiti navunjika tu hivyo peke yake.
Hey,
alikuwa na swing kama kleptomaniacs. Akavunja kiti. Yeah? And then the first thing is like, oh, even my phone doesn't have a protector. Tukamuliza basi, has the screen cracked? Ati zi iko sawa. I'm like, bitch, you just broke my seat.
Eu plug wenu na zi.
Uyo hata ni manza kugopa. I'll be telling you man, ngoje kwa gate.
Ngoje kwa gate, I deliver Aishie,
cause fuck. Me sideways.
Man.
Movie, James Bond. It was Hidden Target.
Life is a movie.
This is a goddamn movie, bro. Hey, anyways, how are you, Awiti?
Listen.
Inakumanya. Karibu ni ibu mse.
Bwandika kitabu. Write a book, write a book.
By the way, me and Valan writing a book.
Write a memoir. Is it a memoir?
Yeah.
Na mununue buwana.
Yeah, let's try.
Promote our business.
Selling.
Promoters.
Wow. Is it anyway mad?
Yeah, you can also start promoting us by going to www.onlyfans.com/Harry and Val.
Yeah.
Many mad. That was Easter for you guys. That was Easter. Composition the day I will never forget.
No, let it in Shazam.
It was on an Easter.
Easter. I remember it like it was just
it was on a fateful evening.
Yes.
And that it was on
no Easter. Sooner rather than
I woke up in the morning, the birds were chirping, the sun was blazing.
The heart was beating like two drums
of West Africa. My heart was beating.
There was actually a point
I was very worried before we left. I was like, who are these people? Kuna kitu went wrong. I wanted to open
it. Instincts, trust your first instincts.
I was like, kuzumse ako na bonga. And then I was like, starting to ask myself, who the hell is this guy really? But I didn't go with it. I don't know why. Go with your gut. Cheki, go with your gut instincts. Sawa.
Always trust
your instincts. You have been alive and dead more times than you can count. Go with your instincts.
Trust your instincts.
Yeah.
Hey.
Why that was Easter for you guys?
Yeah.
That's my name, Easter.
Easter, you never forget Easter.
It's an Easter never to be forgotten.
But can you imagine, like, if that didn't happen right now, how the situation would have been?
It would have been worse.
If the accident was not, the accident would not happen.
You know, God already knows ahead. Mm-hmm. God always knows what's gonna happen next. He knows every move. So, everything happens with a reason. God, so there is no way to prevent us from going with those men.
Yeah, but it was like...
So, He was like, it's gonna happen, but I'm gonna protect you, my kids. I'm gonna keep you safe. And that's what really happened. I really saw God's miracle today.
Wow.
You people, you should be praying. God exists.
You're saying a little prayer in the meanwhile.
Even if it's just saying the Lord's prayer, just say just the pray, Lord's man. Prayer.
Mm? Even if it's praying for
even
the
even if
food.
You don't know how to pray, just say the Lord's prayer and sleep. And wake up, just say the Lord's prayer and go to work. It's a prayer.
Mm. Yeah, it's a prayer.
And God
gives me the grace. Let me the grace. That story, man. But
it's quite a story.
It's funny, but it's like fictional, but it's true, and
it's absolutely
fucking true, and it's absolutely.
Come on, I'm not going anywhere until Ben calls me. Anyways,
story ya kina Harry tutaandika kitabu. You guys should write a book about that. So anyways, what we are talking about today. Today we are talking about things you don't like about yourself. Things I don't like about myself. I think, I don't know if everyone has that thing they don't like about themselves. Things they don't like about themselves. Does everyone have that?
Yeah. Of course, everybody has an insecurity. And I remember for me, it really hit me when I was in high school. I had mine because that's when Adole comes in.
Adole.
Competition comes in from other dudes. Like before then, life was all about having you were having wet dreams and just enjoying life.
And growing your beard.
And growing your before even starting growing your beards. Then Adole just hits you. Now you have to compete with other dudes for chiles and everything. Now you have self esteem issues. Maybe sometimes you have pimples in your face. Your voice is breaking. You have no idea what's happening. So at that point is when most people have self esteem issues. And for me, it's Nitwanga. Because I remember, maybe if you look at me, I'm not the biggest of dudes around here. I remember when I was Form 1, I was relatively this size. I was bigger than most of the kids in Form 1. But then, by the time I was Form 2, I was going home, kurudi, unapata watu wamepigwa growth spurt.
People have grown.
And then that interferes with absolutely everything. And then, unajua, when it comes to emotional people, it's all about... Katiana. Now for me it was a real disadvantage because you've seen I'm like 5'5" right now. I'm not a really tall person. So that thing used to really get to me a lot. Even
the
first year. Yeah. Cause it might not seem like a thing, but for dudes it really matters. It really matters because when people are picking
tall, dark and handsome.
Yeah, exactly. Visualization is very important. Cause una meet na chile na kwambia bethe hari, oh my god, you are awesome, you're really hot.
Height lakini
wewe ni mfu.
Poko height, Joe.
Mfupi. So at that point, it took me quite a while to accept
your height,
because I was like, ah, by form 3, by form 4, ah, I would have hit my growth spurt. Nothing is coming. By form 4, nothing. First year, nothing. Yeah, I've even got a point to buying the Omega 1 pills.
Ile ya kugrow.
Ile. I bought the Omega 1. I didn't get the serum. I got the Omega
1. And as we have been told that Omega 1 thing, I don't know, Omega 3, there's Omega 1.
Something, Omega something.
As you have been told that Omega 3 helps you to be sharp. Your brain. So for taking it to be sharp,
now,
to kupita mtihani.
There's a certain Omega that most people take when they want to go and start bodybuilding. It builds mass. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
My friend called Felix Mulua, some half caste Muluya, Mukamba Mokisi, and he put me onto this. So I went and tried it, because it got to a point I was even ile pimaing the height, ile kuchara. It got to that point, because it really gets to you.
Yeah, it gets.
Because as a dude, you can, hunting becomes very problematic for you if you're vertically kidogo. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. So it gets to a point where you get to, if you katadia, I was like, there's no point in me moping for myself. I have a perfectly fine body. Everything works well. What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst? Funny thing, you're saying that you're insecure about your height, and me, I'm also insecure about my height.
How are you insecure about your height? You have a nice height.
I feel like I'm too tall.
Too tall.
The funny thing, you are insecure about how short you are. I mean, I feel like I'm too tall.
No, I used to be.
I used to be
hardy until
me. I feel
come say, I was like, I have way more to offer than just the height. No. So I don't have the height, but so what else can I offer? I'm a person. I'm not defined by height.
What else can you offer?
And what can I offer? Else? You know. And you know the height can be transferred to other places.
To other heights in other places.
I'm just saying. So it gets to a point when you start realizing that you are not by yourself. Me, the thing that got me comfortable with my body is when I started learning. I loved biology in high school. Mainly part of A biology.
That was the favorite subject in my school.
Favorite subject was.
What is the favorite subject in high school, Yvonne?
Biology.
Hi, mimi niko napenda English.
English.
Mimi siko napenda sciences. Mimi
siko napenda English Kiswahili. Ah. Kwanza set books ilianza kuwa ngumu.
Hi, English was my favorite subject. Kwanza those set books mimi ndio nilikuwa na act. Kama ni place waku acting. Mimi ndio nitaitwa kwanza. Go and enact us. Akoko just being one.
You all used to enact.
Yeah, we used to enact those things in class.
Sisi ilikuwa kuzomanga anasema
huko. Us used to enact. Unapoa scenes.
We watched, tulikuwa tunaenda kuwatch kwa theater.
Sisi tulikuwa tunapoa scenes.
Tulikuwa kwa theater. Oh, some rich kids.
Tulikuwa tunapoa scenes una act your plus. Sami, I love English.
Sisi tuliletewa wasa, it was Jicho 4 production.
Jicho 4. Jicho 4. Hata si Jicho 4.
Alipelekwa theater, you know. I love to watch a play.
Yeah,
to kusoma lets.
Oh wow.
I remember hizo actually, I think that's when I fell in love with the theater and went out to study theater. Just got up with the parts, go and act it, Akoko. It was nice.
Yeah, I read that book of Akoko. It's
Revan the Sauce. As you did. You did it. Which book did you do?
We were actually the first guys to do Revan the Sauce.
Oh, as you did. I think as you were the last time, second last people to do Revan the Sauce.
As you didn't do the Revan the Sauce, we did Blossoms of the Savannah.
And Adult House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that one?
I didn't do Adult House.
But I read The River and the Source.
As he did really River and the Source and Betrayal in the City.
Do you know what I don't like about River and the Source? It's too feminist.
It is too feminist. But that's true.
How does a guy who is Luo Moja, a man called Owang Sino. That is a Luo
choked
man.
Choked by what?
And then he dies by being choked by a fishbone. How?
But how?
But there is a guy who died of that thing.
It happens.
I bet his name is not Owang Sino.
Oh.
But that book was dope. I could read it a couple of times.
But all the dudes used to be killed off in that book.
Yeah.
They all
and then
died.
Females will just be extraordinary.
Even the one with
and
AIDS.
And live their life. But it was a feminist.
What was the
Margaret Ogola?
Margaret Ogola.
She's a dope writer. She's a feminist, but she's a dope writer.
Anyways, as I was saying, I love biology, and then I came to realize that my body, I'm not the only one using it. In my eyes, there are organisms living there. In my gut, there are organisms. So I'm a whole universe by myself. So it's not just by myself. I should not be that selfish to start thinking like, oh, I am depressed. Oh, I don't feel like I'm getting per se because I'm short. Eh? Stop feeling sad for yourself. Go out there, do something. And you know the worst that could happen? You're not gonna die. You're not gonna die, bro. But hey, you'll hack it. Me, I'm a happy dude right now. So yeah, that used to be a real insecurity for me. Height. I mean, I had a chemist to a drug. Because it's that bad.
Why do you think scientists see there's everything, this Botox, this aesthetic surgeries? Uh-huh. Why is some scientists yet to come up with something to add height or to reduce height?
There actually is.
Just as there's any part of the body you can implement. What about height?
There actually is. Now there for height.
Actually is.
You can add your iterogenic growth hormone serum.
Mm.
There's something called growth hormone. Pituitary gland. I was broke, man. I was in high school. Get happy pesak for years of it. That's why the next closest thing was the omega thing, because that is what for the bodybuilders use. But I was ill informed about it.
Mm.
So apart from that, there's a procedure. You go to Russia, yeah.
Mm.
They break your bones.
Mm.
They break your bones qua feet.
Russia, only in Russia.
Only in Russia, bruh. They break your bones. Mm. Then they add something kamachuma. They add the height to the perceived height, whatever height you want.
Mm.
And then after a while, talking therapy, then the bone will grow over the tumor. Mm. When they meet, then you increase your height.
I didn't know about that.
The first time I actually came across that, Nilikuwa watching something called Ripley's Believe It or Not. I don't know if you're old enough to be born.
Believe It or Not in TV.
Yes.
I remember.
In Ripley's, there was this girl who wanted to be an air hostess. Mm. But she was too short.
Mm.
So she went to Russia and got that procedure. Mm. That is the first time I ever got that.
I've never heard of it.
I don't have money.
It doesn't exist. I was like, scientists should come up with that.
Mm.
Yvonne, is there something you don't like about yourself?
What could you possibly not like about yourself?
Possibly what? What look could be? Look at her.
My...
Your what?
She didn't just.
Maybe
we don't mean physical, see, even behavior.
There is anything I don't like about.
And that
myself.
Is fucking perfect. That is good. That is healthy, by the way. But as a manga, always look out for number one. And the first thing to look out for number one is love yourself. Because
But I will say my hair.
Your hair. That's not personal.
Jeans, you are so pointy.
This is what you say about your hair. Have you seen my hair, bro? Inezaosha sufuria nayo iko na mkoko.
But you are a dude.
Yeah, well, I don't. Still. Kuna wase who.
Unaweza paka blowout.
I seen there are dudes who have like whole routines, like facial routines.
Face, skin care.
I stumbled across. You know Manase?
Manase?
That, I stumbled across it.
That dude. Me, I always look at his stories. Like, he does a full skincare routine.
I was like,
body care routine. Hey, me, I like dudes like that. Me, I like dudes who take care of themselves. Me, I like dudes who take care of themselves. Like, you do your skincare routine. You have a night routine. You wear sunscreen. You go for scrubs. You go for spas.
These ones have been trying to get me to wear sunscreen for a long time.
You should. Everyone needs to wear a sunscreen. Everyone needs to wear sunscreen.
You have sunscreen.
I have sunscreen.
Bona, you don't shade.
I have sunscreen. Mm-hmm. I put on sunscreen. I do night skincare.
You do a skincare routine.
No, yeah. E-life. Ni moja.
Skincare routine yako ni Vaseline ni.
You love
Vaseline. Harimis.
Harimis na Vaseline. For the longest time, I used to care what people think about me. For the longest time, and that is something that it used to affect me, manze. From high school to mostly campus, like I used to care what people thought about me.
Yeah. So like, what would you do?
Like I would try to please people, and it was so fucked up. Like I'll try to please people, do what people wanted. Like I don't know, but it was fucked up. But then I came to the nini, but that man, fuck everyone.
Fuck everyone, man.
Fuck everyone. Yeah, let me do what makes me happy. It's let me do what I want. Yeah, but for the longest time, I would say that I used to think, I used to care what people thought about me, what my family members thought about me.
Oh, wow.
Me,
especially
what
family.
Especially family, man. When it comes to family.
If you go your parents.
And the worst thing, my family, I don't know if my family, I don't know if I'm
no, go on, go on.
If. But I feel bad that sometimes family are the little people who support you.
Does that
happen to
you? Most of the time it is true.
Most of the time it's true. Because
the time it's true.
Family like, hey, like, nakonga fucked up at some.
Yeah, it's strangers, it's friends, it's people family that you find outside.
Like it's friends and strangers who will support you out here. Yeah. My family doesn't even support me and my podcast at some point.
They do not.
I don't know if they listen.
I don't know. Do they seem like you're not?
I was audience. Even thinking about that shit today when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Today when I woke up, two things on my mind.
Yeah.
My podcast. Mm-hmm. and the Johnny Walker event. So now it's to 8th April.
Oh my God, Johnny, you're going to
fuck Leo, you're going to dance Joe Boy na Nyashinski.
Nanyash.
Aki, I was so psyched up for that event.
Ah.
Aki, it was postponed.
But, yeah.
Like, it hurt me. You're shitty in heart break.
And people like, are finding about it like one day, like 2 days ago.
People found out about it like 2 days ago. And as you found about it, found out about it.
Like,
like a week ago before.
Well, like,
so we were told in-house. So I had my friends like from Nairobi.
Yeah.
So
they were psyched for this shit.
The event. Like this best friend of mine was telling me, like, yeah, I had already bought shoes. Like, when we postpone it, that's your shit.
Everything.
I had bought shoes, I had bought hair, I had bought
and the whole designer. Fit. Kila kitu. So,
like, when I
wake,
what
happened? Eh?
Like me, when I woke up, I was like, wow, don't you want to dance job boy? Nyashinski, Okelomax.
Okelomax in the building.
Wow. Like, so that was what was on my mind. And that and my podcast. How
podcast.
I was like, how? Why does my family doesn't support me on
they
my
don't
podcast? Do why don't phone. They support me on my podcast? I don't know if they're silent listeners, but you should just post a link. Miss Yonangi, like, why that shit is so fucked up?
Yeah,
like, well, why can't you support someone and it doesn't cost you? Like, it doesn't cost you money.
It doesn't do nothing. Like,
it doesn't do nothing. Like just reposting someone's link, something. Supporting someone that is close to you. Like, what the heck?
I don't know. It always comes down to.
But there's the day. But we're having a conversation at work.
Yeah.
Where Dala was asking us, Ati, if you had a job. But then she was asking us, me and Faith.
Yeah.
Dala was asking us that if your friend had a business. Would you support that friend's business? Like, if a friend had a business, what should you do? Like, would you strive to support your business by force? Ama, utam congratulate let it one then. Like, sir.
Mwambia, oh, good step. Do
like, you are selling, me, I'm selling maybe hair.
Mm.
Selling hair. And maybe me and Val are friends. Yeah. I'm selling hair and me and Val maybe are best friends.
Mm.
And then me, I start selling something like maybe wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a must for Val to support me? Like, is it mandatory for her to support me and buy a wig from me because I'm her friend?
I don't think so.
Because if she goes and buys a wig from someone else,
mm-hmm,
and me, I sell wigs and I'm her friend.
Okay.
How am I supposed to see?
So let me ask. When she, let's say she buys wigs from you. Now, since she's your friend.
Like, is it mandatory for her
since
to support
she's your friend? Is it your imperative now to give her the clothes on a discount because she's your friend?
Why should I give her a discount?
Then why should she buy from
business?
You?
Because I'm her friend. She should support
and
me.
She's your friend. You should discount her on your clothes.
Ati, I should discount her because she's my friend.
So
that was the conversation by the way we're having and it's so serious. Like, Dala was asking us, is it mandatory? Well,
so, I have a friend. Who just posted something like that for me. She was studying this thing of kushuka.
Yeah.
Plaiting hair. So she was like learning and that she told me mostly, come, I'll try on you. So I didn't believe she knew how to design that style. So when I went, she did it and she did it well. See, she was trying. So I didn't have any right to pay her over there because... She was trying to do it with my
hair. On your hair.
Yeah. So when it was like that, so it's like she knew my situation and I knew her. So sometimes I will tell her to plant my hair when I don't have
money.
I have money, I go to be planted in the salon.
In a salon. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So, wow.
Just
Val.
Wow.
So,
but she used to plant you well.
So she used to plant me, but she used to plant me like when talking. Like, she doesn't do it with one hand.
Yeah, she gets.
Hey, na mina shinda pa kichoko na tu nini?
Na tu ni paid do.
Oh.
So like,
attitude.
I saw like, anona nika ya maybe niki mabianga anishuke hivo, nika na msumbua na simlipi, juu anona nika, niko na pesa na simlipi.
Ah, yeah.
Asa minika siyamanga, adi kuna time, sasa adi yo time nikiachana na yeye, yes, yati nilikuwa tiadi na, sasa zina ya feel niko done. So like time niko nayo time nyadi sina nitaka na nywele mpaka nipate do ndo niende nishuke kwa salon juu nilikuwa like sitaenda kumwambia nishuke ndaka tunayo nywele hadi nipate do kwenda salon hivyo sasa akiona hivyo ana feel vibaya na feel like Val kwa nini sikizia niambie nikuje nimshuke so anaona ni kama support but said sim support nile design alikuwa anaongea akikusaidia. Unajua mtu akikusaidia au usaidiange mtu nikao unamsaidia ndo akusaidie tena
hapa. Unafika na romoza.
Unasaidianga mtu mwenye anaona enye ubeshi changu. Oni kole hata leo niende akule hadi hii pesa, si ndio? But nivo tu maybe okay, ukianza busy yako tafuta tu ma customer wako fanya kuna sio nyenye
usitegemee friends and family
friends ati watakusupport wewe mwenyewe tu struggle on your own cuz hii dunia kuna mtu anaweza kusupport wewe mwenyewe
it's all by yourself and I think it goes back to the kind of relationships I had cuz I remember like back at our primary school like the friends I had were people I was obligated to have like kama ningekuja kama tuseme wewe ni best yangu you have come to school with a slice like bread ikona blue band margarine and everything utanikatia slice so that the next time mimi nikikuja niko na mkate na wewe una and now I'm now obligated to katia you that slice yeah see
juu nikatia
now I'm obligated come siwezi kula slice siwezi kula mkate wote na wewe you don't have it now I'm obligated to do something for you and that is carried forward kujoku mbele so like oh you're my friend you have to support my business I am selling candles which are scented candles 12,500 each you should be my first customer and now if you flip the question like asawa basi so far there's my 12,500 I'm doing it as your first customer because I'm your friend now since you're my friend and you're the one selling it why don't you give me a discount on this like 50% off since we are basically doing each other favors and that is not sustainable for a business so I think this point I'll have to agree with Val like we saka tu
because
nakumbuka hata mimi nikianza
unaona hao wageni wote shinde kikwambia oh Morio sisi tunajuana nitolei unaona lakini hao wenye unajuana nao takuja hadi wanaweza fanya business yako yanguke
watachukua tu wanasema
instead of kukufanya ikwe juu jule kwa na kumisius
kind of makes sense. Me, I was like, I'm always
it
so much.
It was getting to you.
It was getting to me. Like, what the fuck? My brother.
I used to remember when I wanted to start my YouTube channel, I would send links and only my sister would share them. Everyone else.
Me, I've never seen any of my bros share my link on even status. What the heck? That shit is bad.
Like, they aren't what? Appreciating your work.
I feel like they're not appreciating me. Like, and then, me, you're so
maybe when I wanna inakavi bad, but when I should not kukwambia, even
I'm told you. Imagine they don't, like, sharing a link on your status, I'm on your Instagram story. Like, what does it
cost? Doesn't take anything.
Me, I'm mad.
Atakama niyo kusema. Unajua, I think the parents that we have, they think like, unless you are sitting on a desk, in an office somewhere, there's no way you'll make money.
Money. And that is
fucked up. Go to school, summer, get a desk job at 8 to 5. This is an accountant where,
salary,
water where. That's what I'm
get paid 12 months a year.
Kwa kia naona, this is a 12
times a year.
Umemaliza shule, umefaa kutafuta kazi. Unafangia sijui fanye hivi uwekwe on a salary that's what they after uwekwe on a salary they don't know this shit ujui itafanyika maybe it may be picked up by Spotify Kijerogan uambiwe tunadai kubai podcast yako for $100 million
manzi Kijerogan. And then at that happen? Time when what your podcast is going is there uko kwa chats now they want your money and they're not even imagine like that thing was like that was the first thing I thought about today like what the fact that my family doesn't support my podcast and when my podcast ikikuwa uko juu kwa maps they'll want to reap the benefits
you'll tell them to fuck off
them to fuck off what's key to have
after all your clientele after all your business so
like what does it cost you
unajua uzuri nikifika pale mbele no one blackmailing you
what does it cost you
unajua without me initially ingefikia wasewa
like what does it cost
you see just go into
do you mean nasema tu I mean I'm doing my shit those who support me they'll support me those who don't
fuck them all
that was it by the way what song are you currently jamming to
Davido has come up with a
new hey Davido's album yo
and out of all the songs mimi kuna ngoma mimi gusa
I think I know it Davido's album I think I know it yeah fave Kante me fave my favorite artist yeah. Hey that jam is dope it's like dope. Just a Davido's album
it's absolute fire
dope we are glad he's back
What about you?
What are you jamming to, Val?
Kuna jama fulani mekonywa.
Tebu tumsikie.
It's a Wizkid new song.
Eh? The Google. Maybe the, apart from Davido's Jam, there's this song by Christopher Martin. Chris Martin.
There's a new song by Chris Martin.
It's not a new song. It's an old song that I heard it from a friend. Which it's called song? Is It Love? Mm-hmm. Well, that song is dope.
It is touching you in places.
It's touching. Like, it's dope. You know, like, one thing about me, if I'm obsessed with a song, the whole world will know.
I remember, what is that reggae song we played here and you didn't know about it?
Mysterious Girl.
Mysterious Girl by some white dude.
Hey, I was obsessed with that song. Oh, I've heard from, I've always heard of that song, but I never knew how it was called.
It's a white dude who sang that song.
What dude?
Sounds like a nigga.
And he's he has abs. Which one? Which one? Which video?
Any video
and
mwaka gani? You are born a little
too late.
On
a 6-pack, 8-pack.
Oh, it's any question. There's kuna wife.
With kids. Hey, Davido's album is so. Hey, Davido is the G. Me, I'll say Davido. Davido still got his shit together.
Davido. So, but I think we'll play it.
Hey, we're gonna play Davido and Fave Kante. That is our song of the week today. So that is episode 29 for you, Manze. Thank you for the support I'm getting on my podcast. Continue streaming this podcast live on Spotify at Unspoken Podcast KE. Interact with us on our social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE, at Awina Awiti, at Harry
_ Araka.
Val, where can they find you? On all social media platforms, IG, TikTok, come on, when you saw TikTok.
Instagram only.
Yeah.
You can find me at Valpretty.
Oh, nice. So, Manze, interact with us, guys. We share this story. This is a real story that happened to Harry and Val. So, we just put it here, like, to warn you guys, like, to tell you, like, these things happen. These things don't happen in movies only. These things happen in real life.
They don't happen until they happen to you.
They don't happen until they happen to you. So, take care of yourself out there, yeah?
Hey, watch out and stress.
Take care of yourself out there, and I guess
I
guess we'll see you on the next one, guys. Adios.